on this day with Gunners and Allies. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
It's Thursday, the 17th of December. Having a birthday is Pope Francis, the head of the Roman Catholic Church. Turns 84.
No longer with us, but born on this day was Australian media magnate and businessman Kerry Packer.
Australian entrepreneur, sometimes referred to as the Tsar of Australian show business, Michael Edgley is 77.
And I think his wife is having a birthday today as well, Jenny Edgley. She's 69.
There you go.
Paul Rogers, lead vocalist with the band Free and Bad Company, had a couple of big hits with this. This.
Don't you know that you are a shooting star? Don't you know?
Anyway, Paul, today, 71.
How about US actor Bill Pullman? I love him. He's appeared in loads of movies like Independence Day. While You Were Sleeping was one of my faves with Sandra Bullock. You seen that one?
No.
He was in Sleepless in Seattle as well. And most recently, The Sinner, the series. Anyway, Bill's 67 today.
Robert Bruff, the Australian TV presenter, is 65.
Noble Place, teenagers go to kiss, Pauline.
Sarah Dallin, the vocalist of UK trio Bananarama, is 59.
Russian-born actress and model Mila Jovovich, today, 45.
English magician Dynamo is 38.
I want to try and get inside your mind a little bit.
And Tom Walker, the Scottish singer-songwriter, today, 29.
He was on this day in 1849. The first bowler hat was sold by Thomas and William Bowler in London.
Vogue magazine was founded in New York City in 1892.
The Fashion Bible. In 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright made their first ever flight at Kitty Hawk.
Peter's Ice Cream went on sale in Melbourne for the first time in 1929.
Oh, there's nothing says childhood like those little vanilla ice cream cups.
Yeah, with that weird wooden, wasn't quite a spoon, it was just like
a shovel.
A bit of wood that you shovel the ice cream in with.
So good. In 1979, Stan Barrett became the first person to break the sound barrier on land.
The Simpsons began as a half-hour Christmas special on this day, 1989.
In 2009, Avatar, directed by James Cameron, opened in Australian cinemas.
And Australia had its hottest day on record with a national average temperature of 40.9 degrees. And that happened just last year.
Wow. And that's on this day, Thursday, the 17th of December.